Chapter 10. See, although his cabinet had the title, they didn't have any of the power that comes along with it. Not to mention that the power that they did have was very little. Fun fact, he had an audience with the Grand Lodge of England, who appointed their cabinet as African Lodge number 459 on September 29, 1784. It was the country's first African Masonic branch we ever had. Another fun fact, more African Masonry began popping up like a wave, with Prince Hall being honored as Provisional Grand Master on January 27th, 1791, Alicia brought to light. Mason also added how he also contributed to the African American community at the time, especially by being another abolitionist himself. Prince Hall stood up against the Congress of Massachusetts for the creation of a curriculum for African American children. Though his plea was sound, it was still rejected. Kevin pointed out another fun fact. Prince Hall formed his own school for freed African American children. He also left a huge legacy behind. I mean, this dude formed a black Freemasonry.